Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2018. Ms. Nora Kühner, independent fashion and design consultant, presents Performance Colors by Nora Kühner, kick-off winter 2020-21.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Nice location here and very familiar, I think, for a lot of us. And a wonderful screen. First of all, I was just really astonished about the quality of the colors. I hope that also for the trend colors, the quality will be that brilliant. Okay, great to be here. And we are talking today about, first of all, an update of summer 2020, which is for some of you still the hot topic, I guess, but also we already can see what trends are confirmed and where we go to for season winter 2021. So we also hit that. And first of all, just some words for those who don't know Performance Colors by Nora Kühner. It's a cooperation project of Performance Color, Performance Days and Nora Kühner. We got together just for providing trends for the sports community, from a community spirit out, because, you know, for many years I'm doing speeches at performance days, and so we are very close together, and also with the exhibitors which used to come to performance days, there's really a good exchange. And so together with a team of international experienced designers, we create Performance Colors by Nora Kühner, and we share this color card for free, as a free service and support for you, for the developers, for the brands. One thing I really want to point out, we really follow the colors very closely, the color flow. You know, we all know that colors don't change from season to season, and it's really a flow, and we want to support you in this thinking and deliver really good advice. And also due to our structure, we are really multicultural. We are exchanging a lot with our colleagues from other parts of the world. So it's a very lively color card. And then, of course, the pragmatic support we give you with each color card, you get the color fastnesses or the light and wash fastness. So that you can really, from the beginning, have an idea of whether the color will work for you and your brand and for the fabrics you use, which is really important. I have always heard a lot of complaining from many fabric suppliers that designers, oh, these designers always come up with colors you can't dye. So here we are, and to support you. It's, of course, we are also designers, we in the Performance Colors team, but nevertheless, we want to give you the advice where colors might cause problems in the workflow and which colors not. So with each color card, you get these estimation about light and wash fastnesses. But now jump right in. On the road, our topic for, or keyword for summer 20. I think we all know this feeling that a lot of things are happening, but the roadmap is not quite clear where to go to, where we develop further. What does it mean to be human in the 21st century? Are we going to be humanoids or some cyborg kind of human being? So a lot of things are going on and at an unheard speed. So, and a speed mankind never experienced before. So we are all very upset. We are somehow frightened also about the way where the future is directing to, what will come up, what will be behind the next curve. And so we feel somehow a little bit lost, not sure which way to go. There is a world rich with opportunities due to technological advances, due to scientific approaches, new scientific approaches, things like that. So it's also of being torn apart a little bit, the feeling of, where to go to. And this is just a journey. We don't know where this journey will lead us or this road will lead us. And what we do, at the moment, and what we see, what has been really increased, this flooding of images. We are really drowning in images. And we try to make pictures, of ourselves, to develop scenarios for ourselves with selfies, with putting us on stage. And we try to get pictures for something which we can't grasp, which we don't know, where we are not, where are we going to, is the big question behind. And also in installation, like with art installation, where we have a lot of reflecting things, effects, we see that this is a spirit of also for colors, which we see a little bit metallic, more golden metallic, not silver, but definitely kind of vintage gold, and all these reflections and shading. So it's one color space. It's not about clashing colors, but like here, it's a mood which is a little bit distorted, and we see a lot of things happening around, and we try to find our way and our road. That's why we see also for the season 20, but also the winter. This is a mood which will continue for sure. As we all know, we don't. None of us knows what will happen tomorrow or what will be tomorrow. What kind of life will we lead? What about our work? About our workplaces? So it's a time of experimentation, and we should, even in our industry, experiment much more than we actually do. We have to find out, and we have to bring in our input and our expertise to really, it's us to decide where we are going to. Future doesn't happen and doesn't fall down from the sky, and it's also not coming only from the nerds in Silicon Valley. It's us, and especially for our industry, it's us to make it happen, and what and in the way in which we make want to make it happen. So, yes or no, maybe, definitely yes. These are the core colors. What we do, and those of you who come to my presentations quite often and also know the color card, we always define six color stories. And each color story is composed by about 6 to 9 shades, different use. But in each story, there are the cheerleaders. So the really the core colors, we call it. And so we have 3 colors for each story, which really set the tone. And then the additional colors give some flashes of color and things like this. But the idea is having really the more or less 3 colors which set the tone. So all in all, we have 18 colors, which for us are the code for the new season. And of course, my team and I, we are all rooted deeply in sports. So we always think of sports and try to imagine which colors might fit for this purpose or that purpose. But for sure, it's not possible and it's not necessary to make a color card for each single kind of sport. So no running shading, no colors for fitness, no colors for skiing. It's then your imagination to shape your vision for your brand with this input. Okay, so the first story was inspired by these rather different pictures which each of us brought to the seasonal color meeting. And the funny thing is always that we see some common color spirit right from the beginning. Whether an Italian guy is coming from our team, whether Letland, Lithuania, not Letland, sorry. So it's really stunning to see the feeling for color which will develop. And also here, we were all fascinated by this power of especially African culture, and not what we call in Europe usually or used to call African ethno things or so. It's really about the culture, the contemporary culture in music, in film, in fashion. And there is such a power which really gives you the feeling there's a lot of strength, and but also a joy of life. We call it loose ends. That is the feeling that we have at the moment, that we are here. And we have a lot of loose ends and a lot of possibilities, and we can go left, right, first. It may not be wrong to go left, but maybe it's better to go right. So these loose ends, we don't yet have the core of where to go to. And so we test and experiment, we try, we combine. It's really a very open space where we can work. And this picture just gives you now the color group of this story, Loose Ends. And as you see, the bigger spaces, this is the leading trio. and the others are just accents. We love this red and green shading with a little bit of petrol, and this is a very cool shading also for outdoor sports, I guess, so for more fashionable, with a little bit of fashion. And fashion, I use this word, I don't like so much to use it, because all sports people always say, oh, no, nothing, and we don't want to have to do anything with fashion. But I have been asked this year, for example, to do fashionable checks for Wonder Hemd and for Wonder shirts or something. Yeah, so what is a fashionable check for a Wonder shirt? Let's find out and try. So here's some beautiful coloring, also color combination. Of course, here anything goes, of course. And it's really beautiful to see this, especially on a gray day like today. And we see strict geometry and really explosive, oversized, flower-inspired or natural inspiration for prints. A little bit maybe also just going more in the direction of swimwear or beachwear. And we were happy to see in summer the latest pictures from Pitti Uomo, and Burberry for pre-fall. So the confirmation is there for these color directions and for these, also for this graphic spirit, which is really powerful and really loves to set a strong position. And quite the contrary story about really a smoother way. And it's about the feeling, yeah, of being anywhere and nowhere. Because I know you for sure know it also. The feeling when you enter a city at the airport or so, you don't know. When you land somewhere, you don't know. I am in Paris. Am I in New York? Where are I? Where am I? Because everything looks the same shops, the same clothing, the same music sometimes. And this is also a symbol, this inspiration we gathered for really being surrounded by an environment which quite often looks pretty much the same everywhere. The same architectural steel and glass facades, the same way of handling things, and you have to do it strictly in this mode and only this mode because the algorithm says that you have to do it. So this obsession with numbers and also doing things always strictly in one way, not going left and right and not even do a little curve. This is exactly the spirit, and this is something we face, especially in our cities. And so our color shading, of course, usually we don't use black in the color card, but we see here the necessity to explicitly say, yes, we want to have the black and white or black and light lavender setting in the background as a strong backdrop for anything what happens in front. And then the soft shading here of these rusty orange and a very light yellow. So the mood is more calm mood. It's a story, I think, which will also fit quite well fitness sports, well-being sports. And on the other hand side, the look is really contemporary if you do it like this. So it's an expression of our time, one too fast. And as I mentioned before, obsessed by optimizing and precise structures and doing things very, very clearly and always arranging it by hundreds and not only by one, but by hundreds, the same things, da-da-da. It has a beauty, of course. It's also fascinating. One aspect we also want to enter is this thinking of being of gender. And genderless attitude. There is also a lot of discussion about this topic and where are we going to also as human beings. And this is an example for a genderless hair salon in Australia. When we go on to our next story, we were inspired a lot with wording, lost versus very lost. Again, this feeling of being lost, not knowing the right map, where to go to. And this spirit of experimenting, but from a more not a technological and a scientific approach, but more by doing by hands. I'm working a lot with young students since I'm doing masterclass workshop at ISPO, and there is a strong will to do something with the hands, to feel it, to really bring something into existence by touching something, and finding out with your hands, with your mind, what to do. Not only the algorithm and the computer, but also doing it by hand. So we see here a lot of crafted things. We call it freewheeling, just going wherever your nose is leading you. Just trying and roam around and find out what is nice. So it's also playing with our resources, with the resources we have, our history, our heritage, and just finding out what can we do with that today. How useful is it? What can we achieve? And this is the color backdrop we set here. At first glance, it's very familiar, especially for outdoor people, because it doesn't look very different from what we really do, but the setting is a little bit different, and especially interesting also this nude or skinny tone up there, number 22, as an accent color, and also this little touch of acid feeling in the yellow and green. And in general, it's not a warm outdoor feeling, but it's more, I'm not feeling very cozy outdoors because I don't know what will happen. So this little bit artificial touch of the story is the most interesting thing. And I think this is also working quite well with our still mainly man-made fiber fabrics, especially for polyester, things like this in sports. This is interesting. Freeze frame, you all know it, and you all do it. You freeze the moment, you catch my picture. And this is what we do constantly in our private lives, our professional life. And it's the way we build, set up our own scenario, our own bubble where we are living in. We catch what we like and why we like to keep what we have and don't want to move forward. Again, here, the road is there, but we are not really going at high speed ourselves because we don't know what will come and we love what we have. And so the mood is not, at the moment in society, not very experimental as we don't know what will come. So it's better to keep what we have instead of finding out what might be in the future. So we see a kind of slightly kitschy reddish color shading, which is really a warm and cozy feeling of being well and being comfortable, and just some accents in with this green and blue, but really very, very few. So it's about having a rich and intense color feeling, really to make you warm, to feed your soul, like here. I think this is quite nice. And also, like this artist, Kate Bellis, she changes the natural colors of such a picture to really crazy feelings of pinkish and turquoise moods. But I think this is really fitting very much our contemporary spirit. And then, again, a more quiet scenario, but on the other side, very open, very relaxed. We are all trying to find our balance and to really be in balance with our feelings. And we see a lot of fascination coming from the desert, from really empty spaces due to the overload of things in our urban environments, for example. And we liked very much this photo from Clemens Usher, this feeling, this spirit of bringing things together you wouldn't bring together at first glance. But it's very calming and it's very harmonious, and this is what we long for. You know that the well-being sector is really super growing. It's one of the boom parts of the industry. People want to do something for their well-being. And this does not mean only the physical well-being, but also the mental health and the mental feeling and being in tune with yourself and with the surrounding. This is very important. And so we see this rather natural feeling, but very cozy. And we liked this shading very much. And already when we presented it first, the first reaction were for, especially people for lingerie, liked very much this shading here. If you go more down to the accent colors, I found this picture lately with the alpinist. But this feeling here of being one with nature and also expressing this with colors is here in this. So it's a story about finding your inner balance. But it can also be rather strong, and it depends on the mood. And then the next story was one where we again had the feeling, and this was also when we did an analysis of the colors, that we have a lot of red for the summer 2020. And I'm sure you understand, or you feel sometimes yourself, that this is a season where constantly you see this color popping up, or you see more of this color than of any other color. And we already have got used to that green, for example, is now more or less a standard color, which it doesn't used to be in 20 years ago. Now this is a standard color. And also these nudish and skinny tones, they are now more standards already, and they come up every season. This is also due to the fact that we really focus very much on our own body. We try to optimize it. We want to have a perfect performance of our body. So we do a lot of sports and do a lot of things to shape the body as best as possible. And we call the story Moonshot. Some people like Elon Musk, they say Moonshot is not Moonshot, but it should be Mars Shot, I would say. So of course, there are already constantly guys out there who tell us what will be the next big thing, the big next big shot, the next moonshot maybe. But up to now, there is still no solution for the fact where will we go to as a society and as human beings. Will we be humanoid or will we be cyborgs? And then it's really nice to see that with tones which come also in interior more and more, these nudish tones. I really find this super interesting because this is something stunning. Nobody would have said 5 years ago that you can do a bar in such tones. You would feel like being in a room cladded with flesh. Some meat is hanging around. Don't know. But nevertheless, this is the mood here. And we just contrasted it with acid sulfuric yellow and a little bit of green to energize it. And we love very much this illustration, which gives you a perfect feeling and which shows you that we really look around the world. For us, it's really important to develop not a color card just for Germany, no, and not for Middle Europe. And me and my colleagues, or we are all working in the industry in several parts of the world, and we are very obsessed by watching what is going on in the countries we are working in and to see what is happening there. And we try to transfer these impressions to you here at Performance Days. This was summer. I think it will be a beautiful season, especially for coloring, because I can already announce that whoever wants still colors summer 2020 due to a unique collaboration between Achroma and me. I can give as a giveaway for you, as for a special event like this, where we have now moved from MTC to ISPO, Messe München. So we have the color card really with swatches, not only the PDF file, but we have with some little swatches, we have this color card just as a giveaway. So if you come to my booth, first come, first serve. Okay, now looking to winter 2021, too much future. I think this is it. It's just too much talking about future and what will happen or not happen, or what will be the next big thing, or what will be the next devastating of human life. How will we continue with destroying our nature? Yeah, and then all these things about gene manipulation and things like this. So too much future. We really felt that there's a kind of calming down the colors and also be cooler and darker. Also due to the fact that our lives are happening more and more in the computer, a lot of people living in games, e-gamers, and for having a proper picture on the screen, you always have to have it more dark. I'm already waiting for trains running through the country where you have some cabins which will only be dark because everybody is always tearing down the curtains to have a good screen picture. It's not interesting what is outside, what you're passing by. No, it's interesting what is on your screen. I like to watch nature or the things passing by, but others really not. So darker, calmer, and then the dissolution and feeling like particles flowing around. This is the inspiration for our color card Vortex. It's not a quite familiar word for German-speaking people. In German, it's Wirbel. But it's not that strong. Not that strong like vortex. For example, English people also speak about the North Atlantic plastic vortex. Not only about the garbage patch or something like this, but it's also the plastic patch. So this gives you the idea what vortex means. And my colleague Gabi Altrock, she had a very nice interpretation, both with the background pictures she gathered and also with the social vortex, as she put it. And I like this very much because this is exactly the feeling. We have natural disasters, we have hurricanes, we have fires, we have floods. Then we have these social vortex with overfeeding us with information, with pictures, with mails we have to ask to whoa. Constantly. So we feel like being in a tumbler maybe some days. And this feeling we wanted to explore also for our color card. When I put it up, we just had the meeting 3 weeks ago, and I tried to finish the first inspiration for you. And when I set it up for the files here, it was really stunning to see it in this way. You really see there are intense colors. There are really also classic sports shades. But it's just calm. It's a more a harmonious exploring of one color shading. And then you will see in the single stories that we have powerful contrast. But in general, the feeling is getting more quiet, except the one which is named Hyperbole. So this is just overacting, doing from everything too much. So it's just what we constantly do. I call it by myself. Yesterday evening I thought it's the Instagram topic, because too much pictures, too much color, and to top with colors you have to use even more colors and even brighter shades and even more intense shades. And so also neon colors are already on a comeback, but this is not the general mood for the season. So our first story is this feeling, once again, of being somewhere out in a nature or in a place where you don't feel so comfortable. We call it icy blast, and I think the colors and the pictures reflect this very, very well. It's all about these ideas. For example, here, this is an idea for some architecture in Norway to watch for a planetarium and a visitor center, and with cabins where you can spend out the night in calm environment, just watch the stars, and that's it. And then the next thing, as I said, we are feeling like in a tumbler or like being torn into particles and thrown away. So free falling. Again here, it's a mixture of everything. And I think this is also something we won't lose in the next decades. It's just our way of living today. We have all possibilities and we try to use as much as possible. Some people, of course, stick to what they have and what they know. But most of us bring together things which 10 years ago or 5 years ago wouldn't have thought to bring together. There are new ideals. What is beauty? What is the traditional beauty? What is new beauty? And there is also ugliness. Of course, my Italian colleague said just last week, Nora, we don't do ugly things. No, that's not it. But maybe something is ugly for me, but for somebody else, he discovers the beauty. Yeah? So we are not the ones to decide what is beauty. We have our own opinion, but it changes. This is an idea, for example, the Dutch windmill should be filtering air, and then on the outside there are apartments where you can live in. So also this problem of having no space to go to and finding new solutions for cleaning the air and also for coming up with space for apartments. So the Insta moment, Hyperbole, it was started first with, I did some research and I Googled it, Supreme was popping off, and I said, everything looks the same and always black and red. And how to fight with black and red? How to catch somebody's attention? And that was the thing behind. And that is what people are fighting for when they make their posts. It's really now a competition. Who gets more attention? And of course, color is a perfect tool. And also, if you look at a lately opened hotel in Ibiza, these colors, it's interesting. It's not the usual hotel setting, I would say. Nevertheless, I like the colors really. I think they are super. really nice. The more I look at them, the more I like it. Also the mixture of bringing everything together. And I think this is it. We need a bit more playfulness also in just trying to experiment and to find out where can we go to? What is a new definition of beauty, or what is a contemporary definition of beautiful things and products? And then, as always, we are running in circles. Also the movement of the vortex, it's also running in circles. And so we have this very calm background with this reddish brown, and number 24 is a blackened olive, and then a yellowish gray, and then these accent colors. Purple, of course, is also, we discussed a lot about purple in any shade, from strawberry to dark berries or to aubergine, then no longer berry, but berry is something, it's also due to Instagram and all the internet. It's a color, it's everywhere. So you have to use it, and it has a comeback. Yeah, sorry ladies, but it's the way it is. So boost the analog. Yeah, we see a lot of people, as I mentioned before, young people who do craft beer, who do a lot of artwork, very precisely done with frets and things like that, all these artworks, and spend tremendously time on these things to produce something with your hands. And this is it, just trying to find out. And also to combine something, this politician above, he is at the moment a kind of superstar in his home country, Ethiopia. He's the president, the one who made peace with Eritrea. And yeah, why not? Yeah, it's looking great. Thumbs up for such a politician. So here the colors. Now here, I especially like the graphics, the simple things, these very precise things. On the other hand, very playful and very modern. I like it very much and think this is something also. Of course, these things take always advantage of the technological possibilities, but it's more than what an algorithm would do. So you see here, very bright shading, especially we like these three colors, the leading trio is the one, and the spirit of the story is definitely marked by these colors together with the yellow. When I was with my Italian colleague in August, I liked very much a sign before entering the area where the house is, a passo d'uomo. I think this is really, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's a question which refers to all of us. What do we want to become? What do we want to be in the 21st century? And it's us to raise our voices and also to develop ideas or to say, no, I don't want to be gen manipulated, or I don't want to go this way, because this unheard speed and constant acceleration is really leaving people behind. We are all exhausted. We need our vacation. We need pauses. And constant acceleration is not the mode in which human beings can work and live. And so, a passo d'uomo, at walking speed, this is the idea of following, doing developments further and going to the future explicitly, but doing it in a speed we can follow. And this is, of course, the march you take. So the colors here, a very interesting exhibition in Karlsruhe, Germany, ZKM. They show a little bit the possibilities of digital life and the merging of the worlds. Very interesting. And here we see, of course, more artificial colors. It's also the colors of the artificial light, but with a very positive mood. And when I found this picture here, from House of Holland, really, yes, that's it. This is a spirit, a positive spirit and a very sports-driven spirit. And so this is our first input for the season 2020-21. And for those of you who don't know the procedure, within the next 2 weeks, I think by December 15, we will be ready with the so-called early color information, which will be then available at Performance Day's website if you register. You just register, and when you get the download, it will be just the first stories and all color specifications according to Pantone, to color, to Coloro, to Achroma, and to Dystar. So you have all what you need to work to make your first color decisions. And then we develop the e-magazine, about 40 pages filled with graphics, inspiration, statements about fabrics, fabric ideas, by end of January, which will also be available for free at the Performance Days website. You get the link when you register. So I thank you. Thanks a lot. It was great talking to you. You know, I'm here all day. And so if you want to chat or if you want to pick up your individual color card summer 20, you can find me at G07. It was a pleasure to have you here and to talk to you. Thanks a lot and have a nice day.
Thank you for listening to Performance Days Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright November 2018 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.